kind of, it's like, come here, son. Almost as if they were people, you know.
Isn't it something? So you wouldn't know anything about calling sheep or anything?
No.
Or chickens?
Yeah, chicken.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I've heard that. If you want to get horses ready to go somewhere, you would say, I want to, what would you have to do? You have to go.
Bridle them up. Uh-huh. Harness them up.
Let's see. When a person's plowing, what do you call the things that you guide the mules with, that they would guide the mules with?
Reins.
Okay. What would you put on your feet when you're riding horseback?
Spurs.
When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
If something's not near at hand, you'd say it's just a little something over.
Out of the way?
Let's see, if you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you'd had a certain amount of to go before dark.
I have a few more miles to go.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find it just about
anywhere.
If someone slipped on ice and fell in that
back.
Direction, okay. What about if they fell
forward?
Okay. If somebody was out fishing and somebody asked them if they caught any fish, they'd say no, a one.
We haven't caught a, let's see.
No.
Not a single one.
A boy in school might say from after a teacher was scolding him, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Okay. Someone that apologized for breaking a rake or something that they might have said, then you'd say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
I think quite good that I do.
Okay, let's see if there's somebody that had let somebody borrow a rake and they broke it.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't, it didn't really upset you. You'd say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway.
Let's see. Now that if there's somebody that's a boy spoiled, when he grows up, you might think he'll have his trouble
later.
What are the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Rows.
Okay, if you have a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you
cleared the land.
If the second cutting of a clover of grass, what do you call the old dry grass that's left over the ground?
Is that fodder? I believe it's what might call it.
The wheat that's tied up and is usually tied up in a what?
Weed that's tied up in?
A wheat. If wheat is tied up, it's put in a what?
Bale?
Or have you ever heard of bundle or anything like that?
Bundle. Bale would be bigger than bundle.
Okay. Bundles or sheaves are piled up into a what? Do you have any idea?
No.
Okay.